RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I love Josh. I've championed Josh. We have to stop building in excuses for him. He's an unbelievable player and an MVP winner. They have a top 5 offensive line. They have the best run game in football. They have one of the, if not the best, tight end trios in football. They got one of the most dynamic backs in football. They have a top 5 defense. As long as he's got Dalton Kincaid. If he has Dalton Kincaid, there's enough to go win and get into the Super Bowl.
Dan Orlovsky, I just can't not laugh. I can't not laugh. The idea that Dalton Kincaid is the difference here, it's just, I'm rolling my eyes. Maybe. Can we even trust that or even count on that? Maybe. Maybe Dalton Kincaid is all the difference. Not very often this year when Kincaid was out there did the Bills necessarily really hum. Thank God we have him. It's almost like you're talking about Allen here. As long as they have Josh Allen. But we're not saying that anymore, because now a lot of the rest of it seems too messed up. And I mean, what do you even do with Dalton Kincaid as like the guy you need here going into the postseason? I don't know. How many targets is that if he even is healthy? How many snaps does he play? Does it matter if he isn't 100%? Is he ever 100%? I can't live like this. I can't live on, well, I've got Dalton Kincaid or bust. I can't live on that. You could use him. The Bills could use him. This tight end trio with Jackson Hawes is so fabulous. I mean, I don't know if the Bills even know really what they want to be. Because for a couple of years, it's mostly been clear that they want to be heavy. They want to run on you. Teams always would love to do that as job one. And if you can do that, you can maybe roll. These guys go in to play Philadelphia without Kincaid, who they don't even really put on the field ever as a blocker or that often anyway. Like they go into this game without him, and they play 11 personnel all day. They play 3 wide receivers against the Eagles. To me, that read, I don't think I can be who I want to be against Philadelphia. I think they're too big and tough for me. So I'm going to pivot to 3 wide receivers, and then the Bills have, you know, there's 5 minutes left in the game and they haven't scored a point or whatever it is. Man, it is really twisted. I'm sorry. I can't not laugh at. They better have Dalton Kincaid or else. Be nice to have him. 803-0550 for your calls. Football Monday. I'm Mike Shope, Eric Wood at 4, and Sal at 5. Brian Koziol will join me late in the show to talk a little Sabres. They have won 8 in a row. They play tonight in St. Louis, pregame at 7, so after I'll have busted out of here, we'll get a few thoughts on their recent role with Brian later. Let's go to Mark here. Hi, Mark.
Mike, good afternoon. I'm sure the Bills are going to appropriately salute the stadium for this final game, but I really hope this being the last game in the stadium has absolutely zero influence on who they play, how they play. I could care less if they win this game. Jacksonville, New England, doesn't matter. I hope they rest their key guys as much as possible. I know incentives mean a lot to the players. So I'm sure Allen, give him his one snap so he can keep the starter's record. Cook's in kind of a good situation because Taylor's going to play at 1 o'clock, so Cook will know what he needs to get the rushing title.
Right.
So, okay, that's a big deal. I'd rather he not, but I get it. And I don't know if there's any sack records or anything like that. So do that if you have to. But outside of that, Allen especially, you said it, he's been beaten up like crazy this year. I don't need these guys trying to win the last game in the stadium. That means zero to me for this year.
Thank you, Mark. I certainly respect your take here. Good point on Cook. He's up 47 yards for the rushing title. That seems like something they would want for him and that he would want for himself. And your Taylor point is well taken. They'll know the number. Derrick Henry is another 100 yards behind. That's Sunday night. I guess don't rule that out. Can't rule out Derrick Henry going for two Bills again or something like that. Just did it. You know, when I think about, I'm not all the way there on how to play the roster. You really can't play Allen on a depleted offense. I'm not joking. Like a more depleted offense anyway. You wouldn't want to take your lineman out and have him back there, right? Or just who are the backup receivers? They even have any. Like, I don't know what that is. But I'm thinking more about just like your mood going out there. What an unfortunate climax to this is. Like, what's the most excited you could be Sunday? It's mostly going to be based on nostalgia, I think. And with how many years in a row they've hosted playoff games, and for this year not to have that, or at least you can't plan on that, that's what I'd be thinking about if I'm out there on Sunday. Like, oh, this is really it? A meaningless, mostly meaningless game against the Jets? Anything I'm going to remember about this season that last is going to happen from here. And there's no home playoff game to know that I can look forward to. I just think most fans won't be in the mood to celebrate on Sunday. You can get there. It just couldn't have landed much worse for them to have this game and have it be what it is. I mean, if you miss the playoffs in your last year in the stadium, then have a party, right? Like, just, it's cathartic. You have that, but you don't have that either. Like, it's not the end. Miss the playoffs. Play all your guys. Beat the Jets. Wave goodbye. Give Kyle Williams another victory lap on a tractor. Like, that's easy when you're out of it. But this is just more complicated because they're not going to be dead. They're not even close to at the point where we think, like, all right, this is what we've been dreaming of. You've got 3 or 4 games to win after this one, and they'd all probably be on the road. Not necessarily. If you lose this game, that's one thing you can say about what this game means. I think if you lose this game, they're the 7 for sure, which means there's no chance of another home game. Thank you, Mark. Let's go to Mo next. Hello, Mo. Mo, are you there? I guess that's a no from Mo. Apparently, Michael Badgley got his papers. That's a huge missed point yesterday. That is a big miss. Like, you make that kick and there's, like, it's just going to, you never know if he's going to make the second one, but there's no strategy in that. No one's asked me yet today. I've got no problem going for two. I'm Mr. Go for Two. I do it way more often than teams do it. I wouldn't be a slave to the score or the clock. I've got Josh Allen. I'm going for two. Try and stop me. What does Philadelphia want me to do? think they wanted me to have Roll Allen out there from the 2-yard line after he just scored his second rushing touchdown? I guess his foot's not that bad. No, please kick. That's how those things usually work. Not to speak for everybody on this, but I think in most of those cases, sometimes the Bills are on the other side of it, and you love when the other team punts or takes a short field goal or something. So I have no issues with that. It's funny to me how at the press conferences, some of the media try so hard to get Sean McDermott to explain the decision, any decision to go for two, as if it has to have 5 or 6 or 10 other facets to it. What if it wasn't a home game? What if it wasn't raining? What if it wasn't this or that? It shouldn't even really matter. Put this game on Hoth, and it's time to go for two when you're down by one with 5 seconds left. It shouldn't even really matter. And McDermott, you know, this is where I sort of sympathize with him. I don't always, but like, oh my God, again with this question about why, is there some hidden meaning for why I went for two? No. We've got people who study this that are experts in this. I've learned a lot myself. We're going. And then, you know, you can only say the same thing the same way so many times. And he doesn't really want to show you, you know, flashcards. So it's like, well, I'm aggressive. Play to win. I always play to win. And that's the quote, which really isn't what it's about. Let's go to Dave next. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Michael, how are you today?
Good, thank you.
Hey, Mike, you made a comment yesterday after the game. I swear I was in my car and I was thinking about it like 5 seconds before you said it around, like, why is Keon Coleman not playing?
Yeah.
And was there any announcement made on that? Like, why is he not playing?
Well, I mean, I don't know if anything has been said that we haven't already sort of figured out. There have been discipline issues. There hasn't been a ton of production. I don't think they feel like they can trust him. And to me, it's less, my position, Dave, is less like that they're wrong in that, than it's just more amazing that we're already here on a team that is so strapped at that position.
Yes. And that's why I wanted to ask you about that, because one of the other things I was going to mention too is, you know, and I know, look, Allen's amazing. That's obvious. He's a great player. But one of the things that I think could be a possibility, and I'm not saying it might be because I wouldn't know any better than anyone else, is like, we have NFL receivers at the end of the day, and, you know, then it might not be the best, but they're still very good. Is it possible that he's just not as good at hitting receivers when they have that split second of being open on their cuts or what have you? Like, are these guys really never open? And that's what I always wonder is, like, they have to be open at some point. And that's where I thought, like, Brady and those guys, Manning, like, they were just excellent at not only doing that, but even at the line, changing plays to make sure their guys would be open when they read the defense. And I just wonder if Allen just needs to get better at that.
Interesting. Well, I won't say that that's unfair. I think there's a sliding scale with that. I was watching Pittsburgh yesterday, and Aaron Rodgers so desperately was trying to get the ball to Marquez Valdez-Scantling. Like, this is relatable. And he couldn't do it. And he kept trying. And you wonder, it's different. It's good. That's a different example. You wonder what a quarterback is really at top of mind there. It's like with Rodgers, I think there's an element of, I want to win this. I want to do this my
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The way. Number one is it's my way. Number two is we succeed. Like this is going to be up to me. I don't think Allen is necessarily like that. I hope he's not. But as far away from what I can relate to that playing NFL quarterback is, I've never made any excuses for this. Like, I, who knows what it's really like? The game moves so fast, and the pressure, and the speed, and the hitting. Like, there's so much, and all the play calls are so much on any quarterback's plate that I tend to think of as just like sort of beyond me to comprehend. But saying that, why doesn't he throw the ball to Brandon Cooks on that fourth down? When Cooks is open and then open and then open and then more open. Like, that's even the read. Cooks comes in motion and then he's alone at the 10 or so. And okay, well, it's fourth down. Allen might not want to leave it up to Brandon Cooks from the 10. But then he, you know, he's still looking downfield. He's juking guys. I think once you see Allen throw those first, that first pump fake, you know, lineman jump in the air and he's that they're beat, then he's going on his own. And even with when he has Cooks just like right next to him, like, dude, hi. The throw doesn't come because he's already made that decision, maybe. And we've seen Allen do the other thing many times where he, like lots of times, where he's scrambling and it's a fire drill, but then, oh, click, somebody's open, he sees him and it's over. It's like a joke how easy he makes it look. But it didn't happen on that play. Does it need to happen on every play for it not to be a problem? I guess that's too high of a standard, but it's odd, right? I mean, that's the play there, and his foot hurts, and so let's trust it. So that when a caller or a fan says, is it really the guys are never open? It's not going to be never. And I wonder what certain receivers think of the narrative that we're all so obsessed with. Maybe some of them would resent it. I don't know if it'd be Brandon Cooks. He's been here like a week or a month or something, whatever it is. Some of these guys haven't been around long enough to sort of felt the brunt of everybody on the outside thinks you're no good, which is kind of what it is. That wouldn't necessarily sit well. These guys are pretty proud. But, yeah, why doesn't Cooks get that ball? The quarterback was off, and that continued to the final play, to say the least. Eric Wood coming up at 4. Thanks for the call, Dave, and for everybody who's joined me today. Look forward to talking to more of you as we go through the afternoon. It is Buffalo Football Monday. I'm Mike Shope. This is WGR.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.